This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Hageani. In view of increasing acceptance of Sanchar Sathi app, the government has decided not to make the pre-installation of this app mandatory for mobile manufacturers. The government also clarified that citizens can remove the app whenever they want, as there is no other function than protecting the users in the app. The Ministry of Communications in a statement said so far 1.4 crore users have downloaded this app and 2,000 fraud incidents are being reported every day. The Regional Artificial Intelligence Impact Conference 2025 was held today at State Convention Center in Shillong in Meghalaya. In his virtual address, Union Minister for Information and Broadcasting Ashwini Vaishnaw said, in this conference, the focus will be on people, planet and progress, which are the three sutras of the AI Impact Summit. The Union Minister spoke on central government's mission to develop AI in the country and said, the government's target is to train about 1 million people in AI skills for future employability. Overall, the focus is to make sure that every part of the country gets access to the new technology. The conference was jointly organized by Meghalaya government and India AI Mission under the Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology, Government of India. Union Minister for Communications and Development of Northeastern Region, Jyotiraditya Scindia, yesterday participated in the fourth meeting of High-Level Task Force on Tourism held in Delhi. In his address, Mr. Scindia said, Northeast, as Bharat's cultural and natural powerhouse, is positioned to emerge as one of India's most compelling tourism frontiers. He called for a sharper focus on last-mile connectivity, integrated planning and sustainability-driven development to unlock long-term value for communities and the wider economy. He emphasized on developing an annual calendar highlighting all major festivals of Northeastern region to foster wider cultural appreciation and awareness of the region. State Tourism Minister Pasang Dorje Sona was also present in the meeting. The International Day of Persons with Disabilities is being celebrated across the state today. In Nahalagan, the day was celebrated with the theme, My Ability is Stronger Than My Disability. The winners from 2nd Northeast Para Games 2025 Guwahati were felicitated for their achievements and contributions to para sports for the state. The event was jointly organized by Paralympic Association of Arunachal, ISSE Samagra Shiksha Inclusive Education, Papumpare and Department of Social Justice, Empowerment and Tribal Affairs. Similarly, an NGO, H Spring Foundation, also celebrated the day at Diking in Pasighat in East Siang District. The teachers and students of SFS School, Siang Royal Academy and Dayang Erring Memorial Government Higher Secondary School have participated in it. An international conference on cultural and historical significance of His Holiness, the 6th Dalai Lama, Gyalwa Sangyang Gyatso, began today to critically examine his profound and multifaceted legacy in Tawang District. The conference is being jointly organized by State Department of Karmic and Adhyatmic Affairs, the Thubten Shedrubling Foundation and the Center for Cultural Research and Documentation. The four-day conference will conclude on 6th of this month. Deputy Chief Minister Chon Amin yesterday attended the 20th International Tipitaka chanting ceremony at Bodh Gaya in Gaya district in Bihar. On the occasion, he highlighted Arunachal Pradesh as Himalayan cusp of Dhamma, where both Mahayana and Theravada Buddhism continue to flourish. He said Arunachal Pradesh remains deeply committed to preserving and promoting the teachings of the Buddha with devotion and vibrancy. Two sensitization cum briefing sessions for contesting candidates of Panchayati Raj and Pasighat Municipal Council elections were conducted yesterday by East Siang District Election Officer and Municipal Election Officer at the DC's Conference Hall in Pasighat in East Siang District. In the PR session, Returning Officer Pevika Lego urged all candidates to strictly follow Model Code of Conduct guidelines and cooperate with polling officials to smoothly conduct the PR elections across the district. Earlier in PMCE session, it helped in familiarizing the municipal candidates with poll procedures, expenditure guidelines, prescribed registers, mandatory forms and other statutory instructions. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.